From the WANM Newsroom, welcome to Mind Your Business, a podcast dedicated to the stories and the people behind small businesses that make up Tallahassee, Florida. I'm Jalen Scott. If there was one food that can be considered a culinary staple of the South, the masses would scream barbecue. Jeremy J. Battle Sr. is the owner of Tallahassee renowned Right on Cue Barbecue catering business. This Rattler alumnus from Palm Beach, Florida, takes pride in not only his business, but in feeding his community. But before getting into that, I got to talk to Battles about the business's origins.
It actually started 20 years ago in October. So this is actually our 20-year anniversary.
Right on Cue started with Battles' parents. They both cooked for different catering events and small venues. Both were active in the kitchen and passed down the skills Battle uses today. However, Battle's path to Right on Cue was not a straight line.
I wanted to have people just come over and I cook for them and they just taste the food that I cooked. I parlayed that into me changing up a career path and continuing Right on Cue and just adding on some things that would just appeal a little more to the Tallahassee community.
For 10 years, Battles was a math teacher, both in Palm Beach and the Tallahassee area. With the confirmation from his wife and business partner, KBN Battles, he decided to go from the classroom to the kitchen.
In that 10th year, I just said, you know what? I don't know if I want to do this anymore. I felt like God was telling me to go ahead and if I was going to trust him with starting the business, go ahead and trust him.
Battles originally wanted to open a chicken and waffle stand, but came to the realization that it didn't make the most sense since he already had everything he would need to thrive in barbecue. The move proved to be fruitful as business was booming.
I think within the first couple months, I had made more doing barbecue than I had done with teaching.
When asked what his motivation was and his newfound success in the food business, Battles assured that he wasn't focused on the money. Battles said he's a very personable person and extroverted, so it was always just about feeding his friends, family, and anyone in the community who wanted a plate.
I like being around people. I like to just hang out. And, you know, when you're hanging out with people, you don't want to just be hanging out and there's nothing there for you to do. So when I would have hangouts or kickbacks at my house, I would cook. And that would take the kickback up another notch because of the fact that I was feeding people.
Right on Cue by no means is a one-man show, as Battle's wife, KBN, plays a large part in the success in the business. And together, they rely on each other to keep orders coming and bellies full.
Your spouse is always going to be your partner, whether they're on paper or not. So, yeah, she's definitely a part of the business. She's always there to give me just a helping hand when it comes to decision-making. She throws out ideas to me. She really like the front-runner for me sometimes when it comes to finding different gigs around. Come back home and say, babe, I found this gig and they want us to come out. Or they want us to cater this, or they want us to cater that. And so it's like, okay, cool. She, like I said, she does a lot for the business already, so she's definitely a big part of it.
Now on to the meat and potatoes, literally. Right on Cue hosts a variety of menu options that cater to all barbecue fans. This includes ribs, chicken, pulled pork, and brisket.
I had to learn how to cook that as I went. With ribs, that was pretty much the top thing that I could cook at the time. I would cook my ribs, like chicken. I do like kebabs every now and then, sausages and things like that.
One of the most requested menu items for most barbecue places is the ribs. Traditionally, ribs are done low and slow to achieve maximum flavor and tenderness. But in the food truck and catering business, speed is key. So Battles has to find a way around the wait.
I've been able to master where I can go ahead and take that process and shorten it and still have my ribs taste like I've had it on the smoker for a longer amount of time and have my ribs have tenderness where I don't have to wrap them, I don't have to boil them, I don't have to do anything different except for what I normally do.
Inspired by world-renowned pitmaster Myron Mixon, Battles makes his ribs and brisket using a method called hot and fast, in which you cook a meat for a shorter period of time over extra high heat without covering it. If the event is early the next day or in the afternoon, Battles will start his process overnight and leave the meat in the hot room to lock in the flavor and prepare to serve when ready.
I like to talk a little trash to myself about my cooking. The brisket, I feel like, has gotten on the same level as my ribs, because anytime anybody tastes the brisket, they're like blown away by just like the tenderness of it. I don't just do like the Texas style brisket where they just put the salt and pepper. I put a few more spices and seasoning in it to give it a little bit more of a eclectic taste.
Both the ribs and brisket are considered staple items of Right on Cue. However, where would any restaurant be without their wild card? Right on Cue's is Hennessy Wings.
When I first decided I was going to go ahead and get started with this, I was on Twitter heavy, and I was on Black Twitter. And if you know anything about Black Twitter, they always have stuff that's going on. And if you on Black Twitter, that's part of Miami or the South Florida Black Twitter, that's all they talked about when people would go to the clubs and stuff. And the clubs that serve food, you had places down in Miami that serve Henny Wings. But their Henny Wings would be fried. So they would toss the fried wings into the Hennessy sauce. But what I did was I said, well, let me go ahead and smoke mine and put my own rub on it and then go ahead and make my own Hennessy sauce and see if I can work it that way. And that's how it came together.
Described by Battles as authentic, loved, and experienced, the Hennessy wings are also joined by Rasta pasta and different jerk meats to round out this diverse menu option. Custom plates are also available by order. One way Right on Cue connects with the local community is their influence on social media. Patrons often post their plates and tag Right on Cue to show off their food and service. This has proved to be very fruitful for the business.
I've done a variety of different events. I've done different caterings that I have no idea how my name got to these people. I've catered at the State Capitol building. I've catered for the Army National Guard out in Crestview, Florida, on their base. I've done celebrities. I've had celebrities shout me out. It's crazy because I think not just social media, but I am a strong believer that God has been able to put me in a position, put the business in a position to where we're out in the forefront, because I don't necessarily do as much social media as one would do.
Although Jeremy and Cabian tend more to their family and less on social media, they believe God bless them where social media can work for them.
I appreciate all of the people who do post our food, who do try to get our name out there, who's always tagging us whenever somebody's asking about barbecue catering or food truck catering or just anything that has to do with cooking. And they say, hey, get Right on Cue because this is the best that we've had, or get Jeremy and Right on Cue because they do just such a great job with their customer service, or get Right on Cue because it's just a great atmosphere to be around the truck whenever he's out. And it helps, because honestly, going from teaching where I'm sitting in one room all day to being able to experience different people and to meet new people every time I go out is a blessing for me. And I really do, I don't take it for granted. I really do go ahead and try to make the best of it.
Most noticeably, Jeremy Battles and Right on Cue have their influence felt right here on the campus of Florida A&M University. As a way of giving back to his alma mater and contributing to his local community, Right on Cue caters for the university's band, the Marching 100, after every home game.
I got a call from Dr. Kipman for the 100 and to come and cater for them. I catered for them for the last 2 years for the band, for the home games. I didn't even think that at the time. I didn't think that I was big enough for him to just say, hey, Jeremy, can you come? We need X amount of meals for after the game. Can you come do that for us? And that was just one Saturday. And after that one Saturday, we went ahead and, like I said, we parlayed that into 2 years.
As an alumnus of the 100 as well, he says that the hard work that goes into the food is worth the results and positive effect that Right on Cue has on not just the band, but for Tallahassee and beyond.
I'm able to see at different events, I'm able to see our food be able to just light up people. And some people, I guess they don't taste great food all the time, because when they taste our food, they're always giving us compliments. They'll leave and come back and tell us how much they just love the food. When we did the catering for the Army, the people, the soldiers, were just dude, y'all got to come back. The best food. We never had this before. And I ended up getting a little token of their appreciation when we ended up finishing up our stint there. And it's huge. It's a big blessing, man. I'm just going to try to keep it going.
The struggle for Ride on Cue, as well as multiple small businesses in Tallahassee, has been patronage during the slow seasons, when Tallahassee is not as busy or students are at home. Battles hopes that people continue to shop, dine with, and support these local businesses, because a lot of them are tied to families and were once the heartbeat of the Tallahassee community.
In the last month, I've seen several local restaurants just closing, and it's all because they can't hold up their end of the bargain because they're not getting as many patrons come in, and it's tough. And just as a fellow business owner, I know that you're trying to do as much as you can for your family, but you'll have a bigger corporation come in and really take your business, because a lot of college kids, a lot of younger people don't necessarily know about eating local, and a lot of them try to eat more of what they feel is something that they know of. So what I would say is, for the people who really want to eat good food, I would say try your local establishments first before you start trying to hit these bigger corporations up. I want something that's really going to have somebody's heart and soul in it, because I know that they're actually trying to make a dollar to support their family. And that's the same thing that we're trying to do.
For more information on how you can patronize this business, you can reach out to 850-706-0093. Or visit the link in their Instagram bio at Right on Cue Barbecue. That's it for this episode. Thank you to Jeremy Battles for sharing his story on Right on Cue. On behalf of WANM FM 90.5 The Flavor, we hope you enjoy learning about this delicious locally owned business. As always, keep it tuned in, keep it fresh, and remember, mind your business. Mind Your Business is a product of WANM FM 90.5 in the School of Journalism and Graphic Communication at Florida A&M University.